I mean, I'm not sure. Like I said, that decision is not in my hands. You know, all I can control is, you know, what I did do, and I gave him my all. So whether it's here or not, you know, I have no regrets. Shout out to, you know, you guys for, you know, making my job a little bit harder. But just to the city of Chicago, love y'all. Appreciate the fans and the support from all the Bears, you know, in case this is my last rodeo with y'all, and just appreciate y'all for everything. So.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel that is how I
This is literally how people are going to be feeling if Justin Fields gets traded. Like, Muggs are really going to be crying. They didn't build around him. He's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my generation. He's the most physically gifted quarterback I've ever seen.
Justin, why? Why did they trade you, Justin? It's going to be delightful when it happens. No, just playing. It's not going to be delightful. I still want him on the team. Week 1, 2024, Justin Fields, QB1 for the Chicago Bears. Just so we're very clear what I want for the Bears. And is it a odd take? Yeah, you want to know why? Because I'm not a GM. And so I'm not coming up with like people are like, oh, you can't do that. You can't bring in another quarterback and have Justin Fields. It'll ruin his confidence. What? I talked to Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear. I talked to Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL vet. Clay said that. And I said, Clay, you act like a team never drafted a tight end after they got you. You keep drafting tight ends. You keep drafting people. What is the NFL? It's a business. Your job is to make your team better. Always. Jordan Love. Oh, wait. How did that work out for them? Drafting a quarterback, pissing everybody off. How did that work out? You want to know how it worked out? They got a new quarterback, and guess what? Their ass is back in the playoffs. Oh, that makes me upset. All right. Let's go to my phone calls. People I said I was going to talk to. We got George on Waukegan. George, you saw the game. You've seen the season. You know, people like Hub Arkansas will be like, hey, man, I got to wait to the end of the season to make a complete evaluation on Justin Fields and Getsy and Eberflus. So what's your evaluation? Talk to me.
I'm glad you brought up Hub because, you know, when Hub said the other day that he thinks the Michigan quarterback is the best, I completely disagree with that. You know,
stop it.
You know, I mean, Hub is smarter than me, but not that day.
Hub also said, and he was very honest, and this is why people were giving him a lot of crap. It was because he goes, I think J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback I've seen in this draft. One, he graduated from Michigan, right? These are things you have to put out there. He graduated from Michigan, yeah. Hub did, right? Two.
He's a winner.
Well, no. Two, he said he hadn't seen a lot of tape on Caleb Williams yet, so he couldn't make a full evaluation. Right. So it's like, well, yeah, if you haven't seen tape on the top two guys, of course you're going to say that somebody else is probably better than them because you haven't watched it all yet. All right, continue. Sorry, George, because I know you got a good take here.
So going into this year, I was a Justin Fields believer. I thought he was our man. Halfway through the season, I did not think he was. These last couple games, you know, my friends, you know, kind of talked me into he might be the man, like I gave another chance, whatever. But after tonight, I was like, 3 years in, you cannot still have questions about is he the man or not. You know, like I can't have a number 10 quarterback and pass up on the chance to have a number one quarterback. You know, I just, as a Bears fan, we've never had that amazing person. And I just don't think you can give up that chance to have that amazing person to be a playoff team. You know, that shouldn't be the goal.
Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Thanks for the call, George. And you know, what you have been on, George, is the Justin Fields roller coaster.
And you're not the only one on the ride, my friend. There are ups. There are downs. There are highs. There are lows. And at the end, when you get off the ride, you know what you're left with? Uncertainty. And that's the toughest part. And you mentioned being 3 years in. I mean, listen, we can talk about, you know, everything else. But if you were dating a girl for 3 years or a guy for 3 years, And at the end of the 3 years, because essentially this is what's happening. The city of Chicago, right? The city of Chicago is dating Justin Fields, okay? And the divide on Justin is literally your conscience when you're trying to decide whether or not to move on from said girlfriend. Because when you have been in that situation, right? 3 years, bad relationship. Gets to 3 years, you're like, what? Am I really wasting all my time with this? Is this what I'm doing? What happens with your conscience? Half of you says, yeah, but you know what? They're a really good person. And maybe you guys could keep working on it and things can get better, right? And then the other half of you is like, right, when they do something really bad, you're like, I cannot stand this mother effer. And I swear to God, I do not want to be in this relationship anymore. I do not know what I'm doing here, right? Your conscience is eating at you, but one wins over the other. That's what's happening here in Chicago. Chicago is dating Justin Fields. Half of us are the conscious that's like, no, he can be better. We can make this work. I promise. He's a good person. He's beautiful. Look at him. He treats my nieces and nephews great. And then the other half is like, pendejito, ¿qué tú estás pensando? You got to get off that. This got to go. You're done. This guy's over with. 3 years. You should be able to come up with a fair assessment as to what's going on in that relationship.
So this offseason, they need to decide if they're going to get on that knee and propose. That's it.
Yeah, because you want to know why? There's a baddie walking down the street that's eyeballing me. Baddie. She's a 10. Two of them, they're holding hands. And they're like, they're staring at me. And I'm over here with Justin Fields. And I'm like, you've been pissing me off for 3 years right now. And this fine-ass mother effer across the street is looking at me. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't been flirted with in a long time. And you know what? I do deserve better. That's what's happening, people. You want to stay with Justin Fields as in abusive relationships. We got to get out. We got to break the cycle. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. I got to go to Ryan in Peoria. I can't leave my hole for that long.
Hey, how we doing?
Ryan, thanks for hanging out, man. I appreciate you holding on, brother.
Hey, absolutely. This is the best freaking sports show in the country, man. You better believe I'm hanging out.
Check me off. Wait. First of all, I didn't get to, I know there was a compliment in there, but none of us heard it because you're muffled. So either your phone, either your pinky's on the bottom of the phone, or you got to take me off speaker, one or the other.
It's because I'm in my apartment and I'm kind of sub-level, so sometimes I get bad service. But I said, this is the best sports show in the country on radio, so.
Appreciate that,
believe that I'm hanging out. Absolutely, and I mean it. But I do want to say, whoever cut up that Celine Dion audio had me absolutely dying.
That's my boy Robbie Triano right there producing tonight.
Giving Dome some money, bro. My God, that had me dying. But I just want to say, I like Justin Fields, too. I think a lot. I think most people do, at least the character. And I think if he goes to Atlanta, he goes to another team, he could put up 30 touchdowns in his next year. But I think if you ask me, you got to clean house. I think Eberflus has to go. I think you got to get rid of everybody.
Wow.
You bring in Caleb Williams or you bring in Drake May. I think you got to look at the two seriously because, you know, I've watched a lot of Caleb Williams this year, and he's a guy who does not like to sit in the pocket. He's more of a Mahomes type who, you know, he's scrambling. He makes things happen on the fly. He's got an unbelievable arm. I mean, his accuracy is disgusting. But I think Fields has to go, man. He just has to. And I don't think it's because he can't produce. I think he can. I think, unfortunately, I do think the coaching is Fields, him as a quarterback. And I do think, you know, unfortunately, you have to play Jordan Love and these rookie receivers two times a year for the, you know, future, you know, going forward every single year. And if this guy who you know, comes in here. It looks like an absolute nightmare. Stone tough, bunch of nobodies. He doesn't even, you know, pick and choose like Robinson. You know, he's not holding grudges when somebody drops the ball. Phil Melton drops something, he's coming right back to him. I mean, everybody gets the ball. He's playing the offense. You got to be able to put up those numbers, man. And I don't know that the defense, I just don't think the defense is as good as it was being chalked up to be. I mean, you can run on Chicago. There's just no two ways around it. You can run on Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Ryan, and I think that the Bears defense, obviously, what we saw were flashes of brilliance, flashes of moments that you knew could be compounded, and that you knew that you could find consistency there. But you also knew that they weren't there just yet, right? There were still some components that were missing. Another defensive end alongside Montez Sweat. Maybe an upgrade at the defensive tackle position. You know, things like that. You knew there was just, you know, some more depth that could be there for you. And so the defense, you know, for sure can be that. Caleb Williams, you're right. He does scramble to create something. He doesn't scramble to get out and actually run. I mean, he can, but he doesn't. And I do think it's interesting that you mentioned cleaning house. That's an interesting one because I've been a firm believer that I think, you know, Coach Eberflus is someone that can lead men. And that's the part, like, that's like the one component that I value the most. And so, and there has been year over year growth. So therefore I can see where I'd want to allow you to have another year. Change the offensive coordinator though, right? But if you tell me that like a really good quarterback or a really good coach comes along and he wants to, you know, help you build greatness here in Chicago, I guess that'll be tough to pass up. I wonder what that would look like, but it'll be interesting. For those that want to see Eberflus gone, I do get it, all right? Because I guess ultimately what you're asking for is you just want a fresh start with every, like, you want the team where it is, but you want to bring in, you know, new people to run it and a new quarterback and then, like, go from there. So it's interesting. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670. The Score, Plumbers 911 Football Monday, brought to you by Busey Bank and It's Not a Game, Illinois.com. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys till 5 a.m. And then Dustin Rhodes, the super producer, comes on at 5 a.m. for the pregame show. And then Mully and Hall take over at 5:30. They have Olin Cruz jumping on at 7 if you guys are going to be around. DJ Moore on at 8. Brad Biggs on at 9. And then, of course, you can always listen to the podcast version on the Odyssey app. You know, if you miss them, if you're sleeping. Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder, they're going to be with Bernstein and Holmes at 11 a.m. and 12. And then Parkinson Spiegel, they have three really good guests. Kurt Warner is one of them at 2:40 p.m. Mark Grody jumps on at 4. And then Jalen Johnson. You heard DeMarcus Walker said in the middle of his sentence, he's like, blah, 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 the sun is shining, the river is blue. And don't forget, you got to pay Jalen Johnson. It's like the greatest thing ever. All right, let's go back out to the phones. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jeff on out in West Elm.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Talk to me about so you think Justin Fields is he your starting quarterback in 2024 week one?
Absolutely. What I saw yesterday, I've been a Bears fan since 1970, Dick Butkus in Wisconsin. Try that out for size. But here's what I saw all year. When we roll him out, he does much, but he is not a drop back passer. What I said going into yesterday's game, run the ball and stop the run, and we'll be right there. And we did not do a very good job of either one yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, but you said Fields is your week one starter, and that's because you think that he can lead the Bears to a Super Bowl eventually?
Yes, I do. I think he's got great talent, and he's misused. I have the nightmare of him going to some other team and him going to the playoffs. We start over. Do remember, every other first, it seems like the first-round quarterbacks have about a 50% chance of blowing up versus doing well. Think of Ryan Leaf and people like that. I'm not going to go down a list or anything, but I don't want to start all over and go back through 2022 again. We've got some pieces. Let's build around him. Let's play to his strengths and let's go.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I got to be honest. I disagree with that. I just disagree with that. And you know what it is? I mentioned to you a second ago, I went to the casino yesterday, spent like damn near 6 hours there. I love to gamble, guys. And if you're telling me that I have, thank you. If you're telling me that I have the 12th best quarterback in the league, 13th best quarterback in the league, and that I, and let's just use Jeff's statistics, 50% chance he busts. That means there's a 50% chance that he is a generational quarterback. So I have a top 12 quarterback who is at that, like in that range, 12 to 15, that productivity is replaceable. To be very clear, 12 to 15, you're in the Geno Smith range, the Baker Mayfield range. You can it's replaceable is what I'm saying. So do I want to take a shot on getting a top 5, 6, 7 quarterback in the league, I get a 50% chance that I can get a top 5 quarterback in the league. Let's call it that. Yeah. Yes. What? Yes. I did this exercise with my brother yesterday. We had clearly my brother. So my brother and I, we were playing poker at Horseshoe. We had to wait like an hour and some change. So we were doing a lot of little exercises. And one of them was going and looking at the 14 teams in the NFL that made the playoffs or that were going to make the playoffs, right? Go, you do this too while you're, whatever you're doing. Take your phone out. Go look at the 14 teams that are making the playoffs right now. Then go find out the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Guess what? The top 10 quarterbacks in the league are in the playoffs. Do you see, are you picking up what I'm putting down? If you have a top 10 quarterback, you make the playoffs. If you don't, you are Justin Fields and the Bears, and you're 7-10. All right? So, again, if you're telling me I have a 50% chance to get a top 5 quarterback, which then equals playoffs year over year, I want that, guys. That's all I want. It's not that I want Caleb Williams or I want Drake May or I don't like Justin Fields. No. Or I want Justin Fields to be great. No. I don't want to come to this point in the season and be depressed because I have to now wait 8 months before I get some damn football. That's why I'm upset. You want to know? Okay. You already look at my soul? Why am I upset? I'm not going to get paid until August again from Fox 32. No, I'm just playing. That's low-key kind of true, though. All right, let's take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Ken out in Indiana. Ken, I'll tell you, man, I was out at Horseshoe, man. Out in your Indiana wares zones.
Hey, Gabe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Ken. All right, tell me your draft strategy.
I'm driving, so I've got to on speakerphone.
Okay.
So I'm not going to disparage any players or coaches or management because I'm a guy on the outside looking in, and I'm not in the room, right? But for the last 2 years, I've been hearing, I listen to the score all the time, and for the last 2 years, I've been hearing Marvin Harrison Jr. And so if we want Marvin, if that's the guy that we want to get, we have to stay in front of the Cardinals because from everything that I've read and heard, that the Cardinals love him, right? So here's, if I can put my GM hat on for a second, because we can move down. We got to stay in front of the Cardinals. So I'm looking at the Patriots because they definitely want a quarterback. And so we could go down to 3. And that's like 800 points in the trade value chart. So that's New England's second round pick, which we could use to draft a center. Whatever the best center in the draft is, if we're going to go for him, it's going to have to be early in the second round. And we don't have a second round pick. So, and then plus we could probably, Holes is the Mad Hatter of the draft, so who knows what else you could get, besides that, right? And then I want a quarterback somewhere along the line I don't know. I'm not that much of an expert to say which quarterback, but I'm not adverse to keeping Justin Fields, like, because what I want is what we said we were going to do with Mitch and with Justin, is to let the quarterback sit for a year and learn. I think we're going to the playoffs next year, whether Justin's on the team or not. But, you know, that's basically all I have to say. I mean,
yeah,
and calm down, man. You'll get paid.
You know what it is? Ken, thanks for thinking about my pocketbook. The good thing is the Chicago Fire season is upon us in a couple of weeks. So, you know, you always get second. You know, in this business, you got to have a bunch of jobs, man. You know, so Fox 32, Bears Unleashed, Fridays and Saturdays, that'll be over with. But soccer season's around the corner. You bring up some great points, man. I mean, you know, this is what we want from the Bears. You know, we just want everything to finally get here, Ken. I think ultimately that's what we want. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's 670 The Score. Let's go back out to let's go to Bill out in Mokena. Bill, a lot of people talking about what the needs are for the Chicago Bears. You have an interesting one that not a lot of people are talking about.
Yeah, well, I'll throw out a couple points. First and foremost, Fields, I don't necessarily want him, but I got a feeling he's going to be there next year. I kind of had a point. I kind of liked the guy's phone call a little bit earlier when he was talking about Russell Wilson.
Love that.
I think that's actually, you know, like you said, you got to make the team better. So, you know, a little competition doesn't never really hurt anybody. I agree that Marvin Harrison Jr., pedigree, good family, kind of a guy. You're putting a guy, pairing him with DJ Moore. I think that's a really solid pick. What I didn't understand, and I don't watch it as much as you guys do, but no one's talking about a running back. And I thought a running back back in the day used to make a great compliment for a quarterback. I know we need a center. I know we need offensive line. We need a defensive end. I know we need a bunch of different – but if you can get Harrison – like the other guy said a second ago, possibly get a second-round pick out of somebody like New England, draft a quarterback at some time in the draft. I think Jalen Hurts was taken 48th overall, if I'm not mistaken, 49th. You can find somebody at some place, but what about an actual – is there any running back out there that's even available or somebody worth drafting or anybody talking about anybody in free agency? Is that something that sounds kind of crazy?
No, not at all. And thanks for the call, Bill. And I always appreciate when you call in, by the way. I think the bigger conversation, that's why I'm glad you brought it up, is really about the health of the running back room for the Chicago Bears. There was a lot of trust put into Khalil Herbert at the beginning of the season. And then there was a lot of believability placed into Roschon Johnson. So much so where they backed off from a Deontay Foreman at the beginning of the year. So now going into next season, let's say Deontay Foreman's not here next year. You got Roschon locked up, got Khalil Herbert, but you don't feel good about Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. You can't. So you got to get somebody else. So, you know, in the draft, of course, there are tons of running backs that you're going to be able to get. And, you know, if you're an undrafted free agent or something like that, and you're a top tier running back, maybe like, you know, you might be smaller or whatever, but you're really good. You'll go to the Bears just like Tyson Bajan did, knowing that there's a vacancy there if they don't end up taking one. But I can't imagine Ryan Poles not addressing that position in maybe like the fourth or fifth round to try to grab someone that can contribute. Or, you know, maybe just look at the free agents that are available. I'll pull that up in just a second as we take this next call. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 Score, taking your phone calls all the way till 5 o'clock. Let's go to Sam out in Lakeview. Sam, what was something that really upset you after watching this game on yesterday?
Well, I was wondering, Luke Getsy's play calling, I was wondering if he was doing a little Lovie Smith for the Packers. That was his old team.
That's funny.
First down, run the ball. Second down, run the ball. Third down, get sacked. What is he genuinely thinking? I think he knows he's going to lose his job. So, of course, he's just going to blow it for his old team and be like, hey, Matt LaFleur, I got you on this one. I mean, seriously, what was he actually calling? Like, why?
Yeah, I mean, it's
you're for the playoffs. Just air it out. Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think, Joe, to your point, or excuse me, Sam, to your point, it's, you know, even on some of those third and shorts, third and ones, fourth and ones, like, we know the Bears, I mean, I don't know, it's just, when was the last time you saw, like, a third and one, and then the Bears, like, threw a bomb down the field? You know, like, one of those plays? But he's not definitely not trying to lose on purpose. The issue with the running of the ball is so much in excess. I mean, he did it last year when the Bears played the Green Bay Packers. I remember, like, he was like, nah, we're running it down their throats. I remember that was the quote. We're running it down their... Yeah, it was Justin Fields that said it. Getsy came up to me and said, hey, yeah, we're running it down their throats. And then they did. I think Justin Fields, I think it was... Let me check this out. Last year, 2022, Green Bay. Yeah, Justin Fields was 7 for 11. Second game of the season last year. Against Green Bay, Justin Fields was 7 for 11 for 70 yards. Ooh, that is embarrassing. But I remember they ran the ball a ton because they wanted to run it down their throats. And then, obviously, the game first game of the season didn't work too well. And the game plan, this one didn't, just looked odd. Definitely embarrassing. Imagine Luke Getsy. You know, you leave Green Bay, you come to Chicago. We all have pride. You think you're going to beat your former team. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh. All right, I want to take some more phone calls. I want to get your thoughts still. There's so much to talk about with this Bears team, the direction that they're headed in, where they're going to stand next year in this NFC North. Two teams made the playoffs this year. And you know the Vikings like feel like their window is still open. So they're going to try to make some improvements to their squad. It's just, there's a lot going on. What are your thoughts? What do you think about this Bears team? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez taking your calls next, and I'll give you my thoughts as well. We'll do that right here on 670, The Score After.
And for him to rally the troops and get these guys to play and be where they're at right now, I think the future is bright. He's got to come back. I think that him and Pulse together are going to create something special.
Did we see what was up your sleeve? Did you use it? Or
I don't know. What's up yours?
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670, The Score.
We can't fire Matt Eberflus. How are we gonna live without those? It's Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and itsnotagameillinois.com. Great lineup for you guys today. Current Bears players, DJ Moore and Jalen Johnson, gonna hang out with Mullion Hall, DJ Moore will, at 8 a.m. And then Parkinson Spiegel will have Jalen Johnson at 5 p.m. All right, and in between, you get a little Brad Biggs at 9. Anthony Heron, Dan Weeder at 11 and 12 with Parkinson Spiegel. Then Kurt Warner jumps on at 2:40 with Parkinson Spiegel. I got that all confused. Anthony Heron, Dan Weeder, 11 and 12 with Bernstein and Holmes. Then Parkinson Spiegel jump on 2:40, Kurt Warner, Mark Grody 4, Jalen Johnson, 5 o'clock. Justin Fields today, yesterday, against the Green Bay Packers. 11 for 16, 148 yards. Sacked 5 times in this one. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Khalil Herbert, 12 rushes for 28 yards. Roshan Johnson, 5 rushes for 20. I know Deontay Foreman's just laughing his ass off. She's like, what are you guys doing? Like, do you not see that I've been the best running back you've had all year? If the coaches should get fired, those are the little things you should look at, but whatever. DJ Moore, 6 targets. Only had 2 in the first game against the Packers. 6 targets today, 4 catches, 64 yards. Cole Kmet, 4 targets, 3 catches, 41. I loved seeing EQ get a catch. I like him for some reason. I don't know why. I like EQ. Tyler Scott got in early, but couldn't get anything else going after that. And Khalil Herbert caught a couple passes out of the backfield. Felix Jones looked all right. Defense, 1 sack. DeMarcus Walker got it. Three pass deflections today. Bears have been really good on that. One big one was Tyreek Stevenson. He's a player. I like him. I like seeing him around. I can't wait to see what the Bears do to kind of beef up this team next year. It's going to become interesting. Somebody from the 785 said, Gabe, become a Kansas City Chiefs fan and move to Kansas City. Why is that?
guess just winning. You get a good quarterback all the time. I mean, it's nice to be a Chiefs fan, but you're loyal. You can't abandon like that forever.
I wish I knew what that was more of that was about. All right, let's take some more phone calls so we can have and continue these conversations, man. It is Gabe Ramirez. It is 670 The Score. Let's go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Talk to me, man. What are you thinking about this team?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Let's get down to reality. The first round draft choices in the NFL, they get an option year at the end of the fourth year. Fields is going into his fourth year. They're not going to get rid of him.
Right. That's what I said.
They're going to play this hand out. You know, to think that they're going to get rid of him is a mistake because he's not the problem. The problem is they have no offensive line. They have no offensive coordinator. You gave a stat there. He was sacked 5 times today. That was on what they call an X cross, which basically is an A-gap X cross. The center is the A-gap on each side of him, right? They ran that same stunt 4 times and sacked him. Our offensive coordinator should have picked up on that because that's a very difficult thing to stop. And usually what you got to do is you got to dump the ball off real quick to your tight end or to a running back. But our guy was too stupid to see that. So Fields is not the problem. The offensive coordinator and lack of a center is the problem. And I'm going to hang up now. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, likewise, Billy Bob. Appreciate the explanation of the A-gaps right there. You know, some people, they don't know. So, you know, need a little bit of that. Fields coming back on the contract, this is why I say it makes sense, right? Because from a business standpoint, one, you got him on a cheap deal, keep him, right? But two, it's not as, like, how would I say this? It's like you bought a car and you know the value is going to stay the same. Like, you can get a second round pick for Fields today, or if you wait a year, you're still going to get a second round pick for Justin Fields. It's just the same. So, and it's not as though you need more second round picks this year, because as I've mentioned, I still think the Bears are 2 years away from really competing at a very high level. So next year is still growth and development for this team. And so you get him, you have him on a cheap contract, bring in another quarterback, and if he does well, then guess what? You got Justin Fields. That's a stud. I don't think that's going to happen, but you should have him there. And if not, you know how many teams would have loved a Justin Fields at the trade deadline this year? You don't think the Bears could have pulled off, you know, 2 third-round picks, a second and a fourth, something like that? Same thing will happen this year. Somebody's going to get hurt, and they would love themselves a Justin Fields. Or some fringe contending team that brought in a quarterback, like the Raiders, right, or something like that. Like, they would probably give up something to just make the playoffs. So that's what I think is interesting. Billy Bob, thanks for the call, man. Let's go back out to the phone line. Let's go to Ryan out in Oak Forest. So, Ryan, are you a Fields believer?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure. First of all, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you.
Okay, so I wasn't sure whether or not this would be the last game for Flus and Just. You know, we've been on a run, but losing a rivalry game in this manner pretty much ends this project. I mean, the best QBs don't need a stud offensive coordinator and an all-star O-line. And then on defense, yeah, we've had an incredible year, but it doesn't matter if you get completely pantsed against Green Bay. I mean, not even Jay Cutler could throw an interception against that type of defense. The Packers have always treated these games like a playoff game, breaking tendencies and showing new things not seen on film. Aren't they treated like we're a number one seed team going against a lottery team in the last week? You know, speaking of, you bring up the girlfriend thing. We've won the lottery in the offseason. You know, the league is ours for the taking with all these picks and assets and Justin's trade value. If you win the lottery of millions and millions, do you stick with the same wife? The same one who can't cook, can't drive, can't diagnose his own defense on a consistent basis?
I love this. He said, I got me a pretty young thing. That's fine. I love it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Oh, that was great. The defense wasn't bad, though. I mean, I mean, it had bad moments, but overall, you know, 17 points. That sounds about right. You know, Bears had three opportunities in the red zone. Let's not forget. You turn those into touchdowns. You're winning the game 21-17 against this defense that you just called, you know, really bad. And I get what you're saying. You know, 7 for 10 on third downs, you can't let a team convert at that high of a rate. It's just, you just can't if you want to win the game. One thing that I looked at, because I was like, damn, it seems as though they just controlled the clock. No. Time of possession, 31 minutes to 28-29. So, I mean, it was really comparable. Again, it just, Bears couldn't capitalize and put 7 on the board. And then Green Bay just had a, they were like Bears plus, you know? Bears are Green Bay light right now. Running game, passing game, isn't going to blow you out the water, but it's solid. They can control the clock. They can keep you off the field. Had a good game plan. Oh, from the 785, he texts back in. He said, the Chiefs just win. No one wants us to. Okay, good. Yeah. Nah, I like misery. You know? I like a little bit of pain.
So what you saw with Jordan Love today, like, he's definitely, I would say, a good quarterback. Like, and that's something I think the Bears could do with their draft. Like, you saw the Packers, they drafted a quarterback, they let him sit, and then they let him play. Like, do you think that's off the table or on the table to draft a quarterback but still keep Fields?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want.
So you think if they draft a quarterback, they don't have to trade him?
No.
Okay, I like that.
Why? Like I said, like I told Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL vet, I said, Clay, you, when you were a tight end, did they stop drafting tight ends? Did they stop bringing in tight ends? No. You go get more. And who cares? I don't care about your feelings. Do your job, and I won't ever have to play Caleb Williams. Or I won't ever have to play Drake May. Keep doing well. Here, perfect example. I'm on the radio right now, right? Like, I have to keep performing well to keep my job, right?
A lot of people want that job.
Exactly. You know how many sports? Okay, really think about this, right? It's mornings, middays, afternoons, and nights. 4 day parts. There are 2 radio stations in Chicago that play sports. That's 8 slots. That's 8 people. How many people want that damn job? 100,000?
Everybody in the world.
Literally. And so if I don't continue to perform at a high level, well, then I'm out. Same thing for Justin Fields. But here's the thing. I know people are out there that want my job. I know that there are people that think they're better than me or that are coming for the job. But I have it. And that's it. I just can't mess it up. Justin Fields, same thing. I don't care if you drive Caleb Williams. I wouldn't care what producer you brought in or what new guy you brought in here at 670. I wouldn't care. Why? Because I'd be like, yeah. Yes. Matter of fact, come in here. You want to know why? Come and make your ass sit on the bench a little longer. You know, like, oh, you're going to ruin Justin Fields' heart. Shut up. 773 says, can you call that guy back and have him explain zero technique? I love that. That's great. I love that we're all a family right now. We're all like a bunch of cousins in a room. And we're all in on the same joke. Let's take some more calls. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Mark out in Milwaukee.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to talk to you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, too. I've talked to you before, and I enjoy the conversation.
I got to give you a nickname, Mark, because I know what you're going to tell me. I'm a Packers fan, but I follow the Bears, right? So I was pretty much.
I guess you know me.
I know the spiel. Yeah, because I got to give you like a – Mark, I'll think of something before you finish. Go ahead, Mark. Tell me what you got to say here.
Well, a couple things. Number one, generally, just a generality, it's hard to win a game in the NFL if you don't score a touchdown. I mean, the odds against you are enormous. Now, they did pull it off against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. They won a game without scoring. And the reason I feel that happened was, at the end of the game, Minnesota, the last possession they had the lead, and what they did was just run the ball up the gut, and make the Bears use up their timeouts. And they were successful at doing that. They punted the ball to the Bears, a bad punt. And we know what happened. The Bears, you know, Fields to Moore, and, you know, they kicked a field goal and won. But today, and I thought it was very, very impressive, really the most impressive thing about the game today for the Packers. Packers got the ball back at their own five. 6 minutes and some seconds, they ate that clock
out.
So
impressive.
They didn't sit. They didn't sit on the ball. They went to first down after first down after first down. Didn't give the Bears a chance to get the ball back and a touchdown and a two-point conversion or go to overtime. They saw that the Bears never got the ball back. And I think that's really winning football. And the other thing, you know, I look at the Bears roster and, but the Bears, every time I hear them talking, like, well, you know, we're going to go into free agency. This isn't the NBA. Free agency in the NFL, it might help, but that's not the way to construct a team. It's got to be through the draft. And if you look at the Packers roster and these guys that came through today, not only are they youngest, but they're draft choices. And I understand that Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, those guys performed, but you can't build a team like that. On a sarcastic note, I think every Packer fan would like to see the Bears keep Justin Fields. On a realistic note, if I were a Bear fan, I don't know how you can. With the numbers today, the lack of passing in his running, I mean, he ran for 28 yards. It's just not happening, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When you have a chance, and there, I've talked to a lot of people, but there's no guarantee, that Williams or Drake May or any of these guys are going to be better. But I don't think you can take a chance on staying pat. I think you've got to take the opportunity because I don't think Fields is going to get much better. And I don't know. You want to blame the coaching. You want to blame the offensive lines play. You want to blame Fields. It's all a part of it. The offense, it just, and the defense is better. They're not a terrible team anymore. They're, a better than average team, the Bears.
They got a lot of work to do. They got a lot of work to do, and I think that's what most Bears fans understand, and they're in a good position to try to, fix all that. I'm calling him Mark in Milwaukee, the secret Bears fan.
He definitely is a Bears fan.
He's a secret Bears fan, because he's like, I'm in Milwaukee. I got to tell everybody I like the Packers, because if I don't, then I got to hear from them. But low-key, I'm following what they're doing. Like, he's not calling in the Green Bay Packers show.
Like, have you ever listened to Wisconsin radio?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a Bears fan.
Oh.
Like, no Bears fan will listen to that.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah,
we love you, Mark. Keep listening.
Mark in Milwaukee, the secret Bears fan. I kept thinking of secret agent man, but I couldn't think of, a cool Bears thing. But I got some good nicknames. I'm doing nicknames today, by the way. If you call the show a lot. All the first-timers and... You're not there yet. You're not there yet. But I got Mark in Milwaukee, the secret Bears fan. I got Money Mike in Vegas. Money Mike called earlier with a great one, top of the hour, 12 o'clock. I got John with the Boots. That's one of my favorites so far. That one's my favorite so far. John with the Boots, because he's from Dallas. John with the Boots in Dallas. And then Mark in Milwaukee. I'm going to work on some more. All right, let's go to Will calls a lot. But well, not you call you've called a lot, but not enough to get a nickname.
Hey, what's going on, Gabe? I'm Will number two from Des Plaines. How are you?
I never called you Will number two from Des Plaines. Somebody else did.
No, you did not. Did well, the last time I called, you was like, "Oh, Will, you called again." I was like, "No, I said I'm a different Will."
Okay, first of all, you just gave yourself a nickname. You're Mike number two now. Mike number two. I don't even care you're from Des Plaines. You're Mike number two from here on out. Like this.
I'll take it. Originally from the west side of Chicago, but I'll take it.
All right, man. Good to talk to you, man. Talk to me about these Bears. What you think?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say this. The story you told, what was it, about a week and a half ago about your dad, a Cuban and Chinese ancestry teaching you how to step? Let me tell you, man, that warmed my heart, man. I love hearing that.
Oh, that's what's up. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, let me talk about these Bears really, really quick. I'm not going to talk about Justin Fields. Feels because we fans sound like a bunch of toddlers at daycare fighting over blocks. I'm a little tired of that. Word on that. I'm tired of that. But here's my issue. And I'm a 73 baby. I was born in 73. I'm 50 years old. I was 12 when the Bears won the Super Bowl. I'm a little sick and tired of this organization as a whole. I don't care about the general manager being new. I don't care about this team president being new. And I definitely don't. I feel a little eerie about that press kit he just recently released. But whatever, that's a whole nother story. I don't care what picks they have. I don't care what free agents they bring in. I do not trust this organization to have the infrastructure to develop or maintain any success for any length of time. I just don't. And I'm a little tired. And I always throughout my life, I get a little tired of the sports teams in this city, and I take a break. I took a break after the Bulls 98 championship with Jerry Krause and all that goofy nonsense with drafting Elton Brand and trading Elton Brand, then bringing in Tyson and Eddie Curry.
Yeah.
So the Bears do the same thing with me, and I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I think you bring up some great points, and Will number two, excuse me. I think that we're all frustrated, right, when it comes to this organization and, you know, what they've been doing. But I think the hope is, and I think, let me ask you this. Pull Will back up again. Will number two in the Splains. Do you have faith in Poles, though, in what he's done so far, or do you lump him into that because he's part, or because he's, you know, connected to the organization as a whole?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to lump him in because, once again, he's still pretty fresh. But here's the thing. Like I say, the infrastructure. I mean, we could bring – wasn't Jay Cutler talented?
Yeah.
Cutler was super talented. But guess what? What did we give him?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my thing is, we will bring in all these good things. Like, I loved Mike Brown. I loved Urlacher. What was the cat that we let go to the Patriots and Roosevelt Colvin, and he ended up winning the championship with the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll always continue to bring in these nice pieces, these good pieces, these really, really good players to great players. But guess what? We won't do anything with them. And then when we have somebody like Justin, who, once again, like I say, he's got character. He's got intangibles. He's not perfect. He does have issues. But what happened to a system or an organization that would correct those things?
Yeah. As well, it's wishful thinking, Will. That's what it is. Will number two in Displains, calling in the show, man. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's. I think Poles gives me hope, Will. He gives me hope that we can achieve that, right? Because what we're building towards right now, and I think we can all agree on it, we aren't building. And I say we as a fan base and the organization. The Bears aren't building a one-and-done team. You know, like, just filling in some holes real quick so we can get to the playoffs. Like the Bulls did with DeMar, Zach, and Vooch. Dollar in the bucket, talking about the Bulls. But they're not filling holes just to kind of get there, be relevant. They are filling holes and setting themselves up for the future to be competitive year in and year out. It seems as though they are doing that. And they are in the early stages of that. That gets me excited. I will tell you this. You brought up the Patriots and just drafting and everything like that. I was looking up wide receivers that were taken in the first two rounds over the last 5 years. And then, you know, it's a dark, dark, dark hole you can go down. Because then you're like, you passed up on this person. Oh, no. And that could just take you forever. But one that stood out to me was N'Keal Harry. You mentioned the Patriots. That made me think of it. N'Keal Harry was taken when Atlanta played the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And they came back. That next year, the Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry. Four slots after N'Keal Harry, the San Francisco 49ers drafted Deebo Samuel. Did you hear that? Robbie, I know you're on the phone. I said, the Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry at the end of the first round.
Yeah, and he's terrible.
Terrible. Bears. He was on the Bears for a second. That was the year after they won the Super Bowl. They drafted N'Keal Harry. And then four picks later, it was Deebo Samuel. Oh, could you imagine the Patriots with a Deebo Samuel? Oh, my goodness. But that's just to let you know, yeah, it just happens. Sometimes it just be like that. Let's take some more phone calls. It's Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank at itsnotagameillinois.com. Let's go to Ken out in Prospect Heights. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I've been thinking since I've been on hold of an analogy, and I'm going to call the Bears kind of a washing machine, because what we're doing here is, you know, when you got your clothes dirty, you throw them in the wash, you take them out, you wear them again, you throw them back in the wash again when they're dirty, you wear them, you throw them back in again when they're dirty. And I think the Bears with, you know, there was a statistic that came up on one of the television broadcasts when the Bears were playing about how many coaches and quarterbacks this team has had in the last 10 years. And it was absolutely embarrassing to see that we had probably 10 coaches and 15 quarterbacks in 10 years. And I could be off on my numbers, but it was pretty large. And I like Justin, and there's moments of greatness with him. I just don't think he's got some tools around him. And we have to look at Bajent on the bench. The guy won 2 games for us.
Wait, look at him for what? Look at him to be the starter. Look at him as a comparison.
I'm going to throw out something crazy, and I would say that you keep Bajent. What do you think about getting Jimmy G and bringing him here as an experienced quarterback? The guy's record is unbelievable. When he wins, he's like 66-40.
Hold on, because I don't want you to keep going too far. So you're saying get rid of Justin Fields?
I would bring in Jimmy G.
Wait, hold on. Answer my question first. Hold on. Are you getting, in this scenario, are you getting rid of Justin Fields?
No. I'm going to have him compete for the position.
So you have Justin, Tyson Bagent, and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it. I mean, it's interesting. I know there's a couple of people chuckling in the car right now. It's an interesting one. Could you imagine Ryan Poles with Justin Fields, Tyson Bagent, Jimmy Garoppolo going into 2024? Marvin Harrison Jr., though, right? Because think about who else you have. Let's say you got Marvin Harrison Jr., you got Brock Bowers, but you got Justin Fields, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tyson Bagent. And then the quarterback part doesn't work. You are getting fired.
Don't worry, guys. We got Jimmy G.
And I like Jimmy G. I gotta be honest.
He's also hurt all the time.
But it goes back to what Steven in Kansas City was mentioning earlier. And that is that if you do not draft a quarterback and the quarterback position does not work out, and as a result, your team is right around 500, you're going to get fired. I would fire you because I would say, hey, I trusted you to make the right decision. You chose to stick with Justin Fields and bring in Jimmy Garoppolo instead. And guess who's meeting in the playoffs this week? It's the New England Patriots and Caleb Williams versus C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. While the Bears aren't in it. That would be terrible. All right, let's go back out to the phones. All right, this guy calls a lot, so I did want to give him a nickname. It's not my best work. Not my best work, but maybe it's a work in progress. I'm calling him LVJ. You get no name. You get initials, Papa. You're the first guy to get initials on this show. LVJ, Las Vegas John, calls a lot. Talk to me about the game.
Hi, guys. First of all, they call me CJ, Chicago Johnny in Las Vegas.
Okay.
That's what I'm known.
Well, I'm definitely not calling you CJ, but I will call you Chicago Johnny in Las Vegas.
That's what they call me, all Chicago right, cool. Johnny. Now, here's my story. Field goal. That does not win games.
What about Justin Fields, Chicago Johnny?
Now, Justin Fields, they drive the field, they drive the ball down, and then they stop. Now, where's the problem? And I've said this all along, and I keep saying it. The coach does not know how to call the correct plays at the correct times. So now, if you get a quarterback coach who can develop and see what Justin Fields is all about, then maybe we can see what we got. And then also draft a quarterback. And now maybe Justin Fields can develop his backup. because, but you've got to get rid of Everfield. You've got to get rid of him. He just does not know how to call the right play at the right time. Field goals do not win games, guys. And here's my theory. Now, if management does not know what the problem is, then it doesn't matter where you are in the draft, because they won't know how to fix the problem and they won't know how to draft. Management has got to understand what the problem is.
Yeah, got it. They got to make the right decisions. That's what it is. CJLV. See what I did there? I took my nickname. I took his nickname. I married them. And the longer, the better. CJLV sounds better than Chicago Johnny. CJLV sounds better than LVJ. CJLV, like what? This Bears team is frustrating. I guess we're in this position because of the previous regimes, right? We are here because of our ancestors. Our forefathers that were here. Oh my God. I hate being in this position. I hate cheering for a team. Like all the people that call in and they're like, my guy Will number two. I was 12 when the Bears won the Super Bowl. Like, I don't remember the Bears winning no damn Super Bowl. So me, like a lot of other millennials, we're out here just like trying to have just latch on to some sort of success. Any success would be great. But can that success come with Justin Fields as the quarterback? 312-644-6767. If you're on hold, definitely getting to you on the other side. If you're in your cars at work, call in. Ready to hear your Chicago Bears takes. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on 670 The Score.